Welcome to the Preacher's Corner, brought to you by In-House Productions with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. Listen to this podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And you can find us at our website at thepreacherscorner.net, on Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG at the.preacherscorner.
Yes, indeed. It's another Monday. It's another Monday, y'all. I know. A lot of you didn't want to get up, man, but we gotta go get it. We gotta do what we gotta do, man. So we're here for Motivation Monday. Pastor JT in the building once again. Listen, it was a busy weekend. Oh my God, the atmosphere was just full of a lot. You just feel the energy from the heavens, all sorts of ways, man. Just being pulled from a lot going on throughout social media. The headlines is buzzing with a lot of different things, and it's gonna be topics to drop on all social media sites today about the BET Awards, about the NBA draft, about the signings and free agency beginning in the NBA. You got NFL negotiations still going on. You got your personal lives going on. You got what was talked about at church yesterday, what was going on within our respective families, what's going on at your job this morning. And so this particular episode, man, we're gonna look back, dug into my bag of sermon clips, and we're gonna give you a little bit of a sermon that I preached, What's the Depths of Your Sacrifice? And it's dealing with our sacrifices, the sacrifices that we have to make in order to have our relationship with Christ.
Let's dive into it. Nobody that's in a relationship. Nobody that's always on the giving end feel good about being in a relationship that's always giving, providing, doing this, doing that for somebody else, doing this for you. And you ain't never doing anything on your end. What kind of relationship is that? Would you stay in a relationship like that? Would you honor a relationship like that? Would you love somebody like that? That love is an action word, and that's not a action that's shown of love. All you doing is taking and expecting for it to continue to happen without anything on your behalf being done. No sacrifices made. Amen, somebody. Can I bring it a little bit home or a little closer? You got a best friend. You got a best friend. You the only one calling. You the only one checking up on them. And this best friend of yours ain't never called you, ain't never asked how you doing, ain't never checked up on you. Is that a best friend? Hello, somebody. Talk back. Be real. I want you to be real 100 with me today. Is that a best friend? They ain't never called you not one time, but you love this individual. You care if they eat. You care if they got protection, and you calling them to check on them. You want to know of their well-being. Are they sick or how they feel or what they got going on in their life? Are they okay? You doing all the calling. Ain't nobody checking. Not once in the conversation will they say, well, Kenza, how you doing? Leon, how was your week? Enough about me. How was your week? How do you feel? What do you have going on in your life? The same way we do God. Hello, somebody. When we consistently asking him for everything and nothing that he asked of us gets done. He said, just give me a little time when you wake up in the morning. Say, Lord, thank you for allowing me to open up my eyes. Thank you for this food. Man, somebody. That's the simple personal stuff. Ain't even got to the part where he expects us to do the things for ministry in the kingdom. You can't do nothing for the kingdom if you can't do the personal stuff first. Develop your relationship with him first. You do the kingdom no service at all if you're inconsistent in your own personal relationship. Hello, somebody. That's why we don't know what to say girl, you've been going to that church for a long time. I call you for some advice and you can't give me none. You can't pray for me. You can't let you sit up under all that anointing and you can't do this and you can't do that. Hello, somebody. Why do folk look at you crazy? And you say you've been there. How long? You say you was at church today? Today you went? What the preacher preach about? And you can't tell them how it applies to your everyday life? You was there, right? You wasn't listening? You take notes? Then go back on and look at it on YouTube because you got a channel. We have no excuse of doing our part for the kingdom. God wants to know what's the depth of your sacrifice. Do we sacrifice enough just to do bare minimum? Sacrifice enough just to be saved?
Oh, we may. Listen. Do we sacrifice enough just to be saved? Just to do the bare minimum of having a relationship with him or having a relationship with our significant others or my God. Listen, I love it when the Holy Spirit even brings back something that you said that will convict you and correct you. All at the same time. I know it was something that was preached pertaining to ministry. But if I look at it where I am now, I had the opportunity to sit back and be in the congregation now and on the receptive end. So God is actually telling, the husbandman is the first partaker of the fruit. So even in preaching that message a few years ago, hearing it and being convicted, the Lord is telling me now, what are you doing? What are you sacrificing now? What are you sacrificing now? What are you sacrificing now for the kingdom? Are you more concerned about this and more concerned about that? Are you putting a lot of the things that you have going on before doing things for me? What about your prayer life? What about your study time? What about your the fasting, the praying? Even so, as I come on to encourage and motivate others this morning, also getting a word for myself. So thank you, Holy Spirit, for that, clearing the air of all of the things that went on this weekend. We're more concerned about the BET Awards, the draft, the NBA selecting of LeBron James and LeBron James about to play on the same team. That's all fascinating, great news for the individuals that love it. But are we putting the things of the world before our own relationship with Christ? That's something to think about. That's something to think about. As I look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse 14, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Baal? Or what portion does a believer share with the unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters to me, as says the Lord Almighty. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, to the hearers, the doers of his holy word. Listen, God wants us to be fully committed unto him, waking up in the morning, having him first on our minds, opposed to going straight to the comment sections or the radio or anything else that we put before him, before we put our feet on the floor. Real good. I know some of us jump up when we hit that alarm clock and we get out of bed, and our first thing is on our mind is what we're going to wear, what traffic's going to be like, what we're going to eat for breakfast. But God wants to be first on our minds, and we are to continue to pray without ceasing throughout the day about the things that's concerning our inward relationship with him. I know everything that surrounds us can be tempting. Everything that surrounds us in our environments, so what we deal with on a day-to-day basis, can overshadow and become overbearing. There's no way that we can ignore everything that goes on in our personal lives, but we have to have that balance and that sacrificial balance to be able to focus and have the objective to have a mind of Christ, to do the things of God, to speak the way God speaks, to think the way he thinks. And we have to be protective of our ear gates, the things that we listen to, the conversations that we share at break time and during our office hours. We have to be mindful to be the beacon of light in each and every environment that we surround ourselves in, not consuming too much of the world and not becoming a spectacle or not becoming a vessel of the world, but being the light to the world, allowing God's light to shine through you in our walk and our conversations and how we deal with individuals and treat individuals, man. So here's our prayer. Father God, we come to you now. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you for who you are in our lives, God. We give you the praise, glory, and honor that you rightfully deserve, God. We ask that you allow our focus to be steadfast on you on today, not on the debates, not on the awards, not on the draft, not on what's being talked about in social media, Lord God, but give us an ample opportunity to meditate on your word, Lord God, to meditate on becoming a better servant of you, to meditate on practicing God-like characteristics. Lord God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you place a hedge of protection around us, Lord God, for we know persecution is coming. We know belittlement is coming. We know that the hand of the enemy, the devourer, will come after our joy, after our peace, Lord God. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you give us strength and endurance to withstand all of the tests that are on their way, Lord God. Allow us to be the men and women of God that you call for us to be in each and every environment that you place us in, Lord God. Give us the right things to say. Give us the temperament to know how to react and respond, Lord God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you order our steps according to your will and to your way. Give us the will and the desire to complete assignments that you have placed upon our lives, Lord God, not getting distracted by the things of the world, relationships, Lord God, anything that will hinder us from being who you call us to be, Lord God, the maker, the way makers, Lord God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you tunnel our vision to put our head down, Lord God, and seek to become better individuals for your kingdom. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we pray that you've been blessed. We pray that that was something said that was thought-provoking, that will have you meditating and thinking throughout the day until the next time that we chime in for Freedom Friday. Man, we're going to do our best to stick to the assignment and do what we are supposed to, that we're called to do, even within this broadcast. If you were blessed, please, ma'am, please, sirs, if you was blessed, continue to be a blessing to this platform. You could sow a seed at $The Preacher's Corner. That's the $, The Preacher's Corner. I'm Pastor JT, and we pray that you have been blessed. We pray that you have a blessed day, and you have a motivated Monday. God bless.
Thanks so much for joining us for The Preacher's Corner with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. For more information, you can log on to our website at thepreacherscorner.net, Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG the.preacherscorner. This is an in-house production. We'll see you next time.